Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Friday, everybody. It is Crab Diving Live. We are streaming right at you from a rainy as fuck Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. The angels are crying and bowling at the same time. Join us on social media at Crab Diving on the Twitter. We're still hanging on to that Titanic.
Yeah, it's a
we're
shit
in the band.
Show.
We're the band in the Titanic.
Did I? Yeah. God, I just read a dumb fucking tweet that Andrew Tate said. It just showed up in my feed. I don't follow him.
We've got some Andrew Tate stories.
God, is he?
He's just a load.
God, what a dick.
Who's now? Did you see 30 days? They're gonna hold him. Well, then that in America.
Then why?
Andy.
Why did I see a tweet from him that said, like,
well, apparently he's got his phone.
Well, they sent the Matrix sent the bad guys to get him or some bullshit.
Yeah, that was last night, I think.
Oh, okay.
I think not too long ago they announced that they're going to hold him for 30 days or something. That's what I saw.
Right.
On telly, at least.
Andrew Tate.
No, internet.
Is he British?
He was born.
Does he sound like, hello, I'm Andrew Tate?
Like, he was born in Britain, but moved to America at a young age, and then moved back to Britain.
Okay.
And then Romania.
Okay.
And now shit. Saudi Arabia, or Qatar, or Dubai, or one of those really wonderful treating to women kind of countries.
He sounds stupid, though.
Not like this one's that much better.
No. But his the dog. It's Faithless Friday, everybody. How does Andrew Tate sound so weird, though? He does, right?
Well, he's got an odd accent, yeah, because he drops in and out of his accent, and sometimes he drops his H's. Even it's not even like a posh,
but we don't
British accent.
We don't even know if he's not posh. Please, he's the least posh.
Oh, he's trash. Did you
he's
see the
trash?
Did you see any of the videos? They released some of the like body cam videos of the raid. Oh,
no.
God, the decorations just trash. Neon everywhere, and like, oh God, it's just so horrible. So
you
horrible.
Dumb shit. You fucking dumb shit. And okay,
yes.
I don't know. It's pissing me off because I'm seeing comics say like, you know, well, no, what Greta Thunberg said wasn't that funny. The at small dick energy, whatever.
But it was really good.
Whatever.
And perfectly timed. It's not, none of it's original.
Who are you rooting for?
And she's right.
Yes, there you go. She's
right. And that's why it was so funny, because everybody agrees with her.
Somebody's like, she wasn't funnier than Andrew Tate or some dumb shit. Like, what planet are you from? Why are you thinking about it? Like,
and why
that?
Are you so proud of all of your gas guzzling, emissions belching cars?
Well, this guy is I think, and this is my opinion, I think Andrew Tate is a massive piece of shit.
Oh, I will concur with that one.
You know, that's just
he'd
my
be rolling thought. Coal here if that was it, right?
Oh yeah. Oh, coal rollers.
Isn't that where you
you burn as much coal as you can to become the biggest asshole ever?
You
that's the culture.
You have your car hooked up so that it
burns more
it
shit
burns,
than it needs.
Yeah,
to.
It like black belches out black horrific smoke just to own the libs.
My God, please, for the love of shit, please, people put on the condoms if you can. It's just we can't take
anymore. Here they should.
We can't take any more of these.
The
people.
Air Force is right there. Send a plane daily. Let them rain out of the sky like treasures from heaven. Yeah. Condoms.
Yeah. Yeah.
And morning after pills.
Right.
And just open your mouth.
Right.
The right time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Put them into the water table. Like the fluoride. You know they do that, the fluoride to control us.
Like they're doing to Mississippi.
Mississippi, yeah. They don't have any pipes there, though, right?
Andrew Tate was last night taken into police custody in Romania as part of a rape and human trafficking probe.
A rape and human trafficking probe. After, what a great guy.
After cops raided his luxury home. Now, I saw someone like dissing his house.
Yes.
Saying, oh, Mr. Self-proclaimed trillionaire, he's not, wants or is living in some $700,000 house in Romania.
Yes.
A $700,000 house in Romania is a pretty big fucking house.
That is a huge house.
I would think.
Yeah, $750,000 house is big anywhere, though, right?
But I don't know what they expected him to have, you know.
Well, not really.
To be living in.
In San Francisco, I think you can get a yurt for that much.
Even the doorway.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Look at this picture of his doorway. It's the guy's all in black. He's got this red neon flanking the door.
I love that now. I love that shit, man. That's cool. That's cool looking, though, isn't it? I want that.
I guess. I don't know. It's Welcome. Very gamer-esque.
Okay.
Not there's what's, anything what's wrong it, with
now
my
I
want fellow
to see the
gamers,
rest of it. What's inside? Do they have any pictures inside?
It just looks like he was. That's his car. That's Greta. No. It just looks like he was. Always streaming on Twitch or something. Like the backgrounds were all, you know.
And I guarantee you.
They had the RGB lights in the background and all that shit.
I guarantee you somebody else designed that doorway that I think is interesting. I don't think that fuck did. He didn't do
it. He was probably there.
Shit.
I mean,
he what?
He was probably there.
Well, they designed it?
I mean, I think it's in a building. Like it's an apartment kind of deal.
Is that was his note to everything the decorator did? Could you put some LED lights behind
it? So the whole building might have them.
Could you douche it up for me? I'm a rapist and sex trafficker and MMA guy. I'm a douche, so douche it up.
God, they have to put some kind of a towel at the bottom of the door with the fucking red glow.
Wait, why?
Right outside your front door.
Yeah. You know. This guy is a supreme fucking asshole.
Oh, God, mirrors. Yeah, there is some footage.
Right.
Multi-giant screen TVs in every fucking room. Trashy mirrors on the walls. Giant TV.
How many fucking TVs does this dickhead need?
I don't know.
Is your whole life a TV, you stupid shitbag? Have one room without a TV in it. Well, wait, no, I take that back. When this guy is watching TV, the world is safe. He's not sex trafficking or raping, so...
Unless he's watching someone being raped.
Oh, I didn't think about that. Well, I mean, that's bad. This guy is an asshole.
Oh, he was born in Chicago and then moved to Britain. Great. We don't want him.
Get the fuck out of Chicago, you fuck.
He was initially detained for 24 hours, but I don't think the story has been updated. Let me see. I saw something about 30 days.
Is sex trafficking illegal in Romania?
Barely.
Yeah.
Hence,
do they have rules?
Hence the reason he was there.
What is Romania? Is that a democracy?
Alleged.
Okay.
Okay, here you go.
That's from Ryan's mom. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lydia. Mm-hmm.
Shelby will be off my ass for
she
5 minutes.
She didn't even say you're welcome. She's ran away with it. I can't. Does she like that?
She's right now. She's looking around
to make sure
she
we're
probably
not
need a place to hide it. She's gonna chew the coating off of it.
What is the coating? Is beef,
chickenish,
chicken?
It's all horrible. Whatever it is, it's horrible. Oh, triple flavor.
Triple flavored chicken.
Long-lasting beef hide, premium chicken.
Long-lasting beef
hide.
Oh,
artificial pork.
Artificial.
Flavor. Artificial pork flavor? What the fuck makes artificial pork?
And
who felt the need to make? I mean, I guess I'm for it. I would. I wish I had the fortitude.
Shelby, I've become a vegetarian.
But
I have some bad news about that pork flavor. It's artificial. It's not real. They're lying to you artificial in an attempt pork to control your mind. He's got 5G.
So that's the Andrew Tate. I mean, he's been in the headlines. It's not like I'm doing something cray. He was the headline earlier today.
He tweeted to Greta Thunberg. He started it.
He did. She must have said something climate related, and he felt the need to go after her and talk about all of his big cars.
Fucking cars.
Right. And then she responded with, please enlighten me. Email me at smalldickenergy@whatever.com or something like that.
And this guy's like, why does she make her email address smalldickenergy?
Well, that's his comeback. And he's hitting that one hard, pun intended. He made the video about it. They're now saying that it wasn't the pizza boxes. They already knew where he was.
Right.
Before they got him. But the pizza boxes is a fun story to use.
Yes. But also, well, wait.
But the Romanian police are saying, no, we knew he was there.
Hey, you fucking cops, show me the evidence that you knew where he was.
They were tracking him.
Why are we believing these policemen? This is bullshit. No, no, no. I want to see the reports where you had his address somewhere before this came out, you motherfuckers, you fucking pigs.
It's his house. He wasn't, like, in a safe house.
I'm just saying, the cops are saying that we knew where he was all the time.
Well, he probably used his passport.
They're probably
to get in. I don't think
the cops are, like, his best customers.
I don't think he knew this was coming.
The raid?
Yeah, so I'm not sure that he was totally hiding out. I think he might have known the investigation was going on or something, but who the fuck knows?
He must have been confused when the raid happened, because he was like, wait, you've been here before as a... You're arresting me, but you're a... Oh.
Oh, the official statement from I don't know what this means. DIICOT, that's the organization that arrested them.
Doi quote.
Said, funny, but no.
Sure.
Not true.
The Romanian cops are always honest.
Four suspects.
Yes.
Tate and his brother, both British U.S. citizens, were detained with two other people for the four-faced charges of human trafficking, rape, and being part of an organized crime group.
Damn!
Prosecutors said the four suspects appear to have created an organized crime group with the purpose of recruiting, housing, and exploiting women by forcing them to create pornographic content meant to be seen on specialized websites for a cost.
Jeez. These are horrible people.
Tate is a 36-year-old former professional kickboxer, social media personality known for his degrading and sexist comments about women.
Excuse me, bullshit, fake news. He's a personality? In what way? Where's his personality? Show me.
Including saying that women must bear, B-A-R-E, some responsibility for being raped. He's been kicked off multiple social media platforms, but he returned to Twitter last month.
Yay, of course.
After Elon Musk.
Right. Well, yes. Hey, there's a fellow creep. I want to let all my fellow creeps back on Twitter. Is that why he bought it and
it? Who knows?
Is he paying rent?
He's got some like margin call came yesterday or something where he's got to start coughing up some dough.
Jeez.
That's why he was probably trying to get his head underneath the Saudi robes.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Out there at the World Cup.
I guess I don't understand what Elon's doing. It just seems like a horrible move. I mean, it seems like a problem that didn't exist and he just made it exist. Like he created a problem.
Well, yeah, and even the whatever infrastructure or bloated staff problems, whatever the fuck it had, it's his dumb tweets that are destroying everything, including the stock of his other company. And now he's on this like Fauci conspiracy theory thing.
That is shameful. That is shameful. That is shameful that we have a guy who has a space. I mean, what does he do? It's a space traveling industry, or he builds rockets.
SpaceX. Yeah.
SpaceX. The guy
that
has. Let's
go to Mars.
SpaceX is peddling in this dumb conspiracy theory, or peddling this dumb conspiracy theory on his own social media platform.
Yeah.
It's very bad.
It says, according to a Romanian website, Tate and his brother Tristan had not been released after they initially spent 24 hours in jail. A judge decided that they'd be remanded in custody for 30 days, according to local reporting. It's unclear who's managing Tate's Twitter account,
right?
Which showed new activity following the arrest.
Oh, I bet Tate is managing it, because Tate gave some cop like a big brick of money, and they gave him his Twitter.
Well,
his iPhone.
Allegedly mobbed up.
Yeah, is he
the Romanian mob?
Right.
Like snuggling up to them.
So this guy owns the cops. They knew where he was, and they went and got him because they had to. They went and got him because they had to, because he showed up. He showed up, and they're like, well, shit, now we actually have to do something, because now people are going to be like, why aren't you arresting the sex trafficker? So now we're going to have to arrest him.
And I think Romania is one of those places that's even worse than here, where money can get you out of anything.
The cops are like, oh, no, it wasn't the pizza box. We have a whole pay thing going on with these gangsters.
Two other women were also arrested. One was described as a former policewoman.
Oh, okay. It's all the same people.
There you go.
The cops are the problem all the time. It's always the fucking cops. Former policewoman, sex trafficker. Now, fuck these cops. Stupid motherfuckers.
You know, kind of sure that you're not getting the best reports out of Romania.
Guys, these cops are like, well, we're going to have to just arrest Andrew now. We don't really have a choice. We don't want to. I mean, why didn't you before? Why didn't you arrest him earlier if you knew where the fuck he was? But now that it's in the news, you're arresting him. That suspect in your fucking bullshit. And we all know you're fucking bullshit. Come on.
Commie Pinko Liberal HuffPo headline.
Yes.
ATM.
Right.
Is arrest made in mystery Idaho stabbing deaths.
God damn. Ooh. What a violent world we live in.
A person of interest in the November stabbing deaths of four University of Iowa. Oh, that's now I remember the University of Idaho students has been arrested.
Yeah.
Moscow, Idaho police chief James Fry. A little too on the nose there, Idaho.
Yeah.
The man identified as 28-year-old Brian Christopher Koberger was taken into custody Friday in Monroe County in northeastern Pennsylvania,
Coburger,
where he's being held without bond for extradition to Idaho on four counts of first-degree murder and felony burglary.
Damn.
It was confirmed that Koberger is a graduate student at Washington State University in Pullman, Washington, just across the Idaho state line from Moscow. The school website indicates Koberger is pursuing a doctorate related to criminal justice and criminology.
Fuck?
Well, good luck. You're going to see it from the inside,
pal.
Who
the fuck goes to all the trouble to go to graduate school and then get their PhD just to go on a stabbing spree? Or whatever the fuck. Do you know? Isn't that weird?
Ben Roberts, fellow graduate student, said the arrest caught him by surprise.
Oh, yes, I bet.
It's pretty out of left field, he said.
Well, of course, dude. If
describing Koberger as confident and outgoing. I had honestly just pegged him as being super awkward.
Listen, you did, but the thing is, if he just started stabbing people all over the place, of course everybody's going to say we didn't see it coming.
Idaho law strictly limits pretrial publicity such that the probable cause affidavit cannot be released until he has a hearing in an Idaho court. So it's going to be slow drippage for any information we get about this case.
Man, I couldn't believe it. I was just really surprised that my classmate was a stabber. I didn't know.
Law enforcement officials said a white Hyundai Elantra was found outside his Pennsylvania home. Moscow police had previously asked for help finding a similar vehicle that was seen in the area at the time of the slayings.
Jeez.
Four students, Kaylee Gonsalves, 21, Zana Kernodal, 20, Madison Mogan, 21, lived at a house.
Jeez.
A visitor, Ethan Chapin, 20, was also dating Kernodal, was there. He got killed too.
Damn.
One of the parents of one of the victims said they don't know the suspect, but they're not sure if the kids did or anything. So jeez. we're still trying to find out what's going on. Right. Small college town, it said, put the entire town on edge isolated and targeted incident. They're hoping there's no broader threat to the general public.
Yeah.
But they were all stabbed to death, I guess.
Jesus.
I mean, right?
That's fucking horrible, man. I mean, God.
Don't you have to... I mean, how do you stab four people? Well, let me read this. Is it really stabbed?
You have a knife.
But, I mean, nobody gets out of the house in that time?
Well, if you're quiet...
Did he go in the middle of the night when everyone was sleeping?
Well, that's what the Manson people did. Well, there were three of them, right? And they stabbed a bunch of people.
I thought I read stabbing somewhere, but
maybe they had, I don't know.
The Idaho stabbings, yeah. There you go.
Jeez.
So it's Faithless Friday, everybody. Yay. We got some Jesus-y stories.
That's right. God, I do this 20-minute bit almost about how Florida is so stabby and why, and in all the different kinds of ways you can get stabbed.
You have to, or?
Nah, yeah, it's like required. You have to stab so many people a month. DeSantis is like, dear Mr. Vile, we noticed that you're 5 stabbings away. You must complete these stabbings before the end of the month and call this number to verify. Been stabbed.
And you're low on your monthly meth allotment.
Oh, yes. Our state bird is fentanyl.
This happened of course, like a week or two ago.
Yes.
Cause, it was the season to be jolly.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Here's a tweet from some butthurt local resident.
Right.
In Bucksport, Maine.
Fuck you.
Bucksport, excuse me, with an S. Bucksport. Maine. For over 75 years, this nativity scene has been displayed in Bucksport every Christmas. This year, thanks to a group from Wisconsin that has a chapter here in Maine, it's been removed. The person responsible for its removal is not even a citizen of Bucksport.
A citizen? Well, they're American. You're not really a citizen. It's not... Good God, you dumb shit. Wait, are they worried about the liberals from Wisconsin?
Sure it's the free that's got to be the Freedom from Religion Foundation.
The evil liberals from Wisconsin are coming. Really? You're afraid of the liberals from Wisconsin? In Maine?
For decades, the manger scene was displayed on Main Street without any controversy.
Fuck your manger scene. Go fuck yourself.
But that doesn't make it legal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Baby Jesus, get the fuck out. Legally, we have no room at the inn. Go fuck yourself.
So this year, but get this. They could have had it stay there.
Yes.
All they would have had to do was let the main chapter of the Freedom from Religion Foundation put up their own equal-sized sign for equal amount of time. And they said, no, we're taking it all away.
Right, because they're fascists. They can't tolerate anything that's not in their little religion box.
No baby Jesus and a camel for you.
No white baby Jesus from Africa this year.
There's a black wise man, if I'm looking correctly. Yeah, there's one black wise man.
They always put him off to the side.
He's actually right next to Mary.
Oh, jeez.
Hmm.
Gosh, Mary.
Jesus was rather swarthy, wasn't he?
There's got to be so many of these churches that they do their the pageant, the Christmas pageant play, and they're like, listen, guys, we're either going to have to hire a black person to be one of the wise men because, you know, or we'll do it again like last year. Just put somebody in some makeup. You know that happens.
Yeah, yeah. So Joseph is supposed to believe that his virgin wife is giving birth, and all of a sudden, three rich guys show up to dump presents on the newborn baby. And he doesn't.
Y'all fucker, because
it doesn't make him go, huh?
Well, see, but that's the thing. They didn't have sex, right? They didn't have
that's
sex.
That's what virgin would mean to
they
me.
They didn't have sex.
And if Joseph believed she was a virgin, that means they hadn't had sex.
They didn't have sex. George Clooney, Matt Damon, and Chris Rock show up with a bunch of nice shit all of a sudden.
That's you know who your casting
mean?
Is.
I don't know. I'm just throwing some names out there. I think that would be interesting. I might go with
Ashton Kutcher.
No. As a wise man?
So,
I'm going to make Ashton Kutcher Joseph.
The incredibly, it says, while they debated what to do, the town manager, Susan Lessard, and her colleagues chose to just take it down.
We can't have baby. Can't. We, you it's hate illegally, baby Jesus then.
It's a legally safe move. This is Only Sky. But that didn't stop the controversy from making headlines. Several citizens shared the sentiment.
Yes.
Of course, the nativity scene has very personal significance, but it's also a part of the heritage of Bucksport.
Why don't we bring back slavery and get rid of penicillin, you stupid shit?
Well, that's our heritage, too. Preach it, brother.
Yeah, get rid of the smallpox vaccine. Let's go back in time. Let's do it all then. You fucking idiot. If they want to go back to the way it was, then it has to be everything the way it was, right? No penicillin, no decent medicine,
no online porn.
What?
Okay, now let's not get crazy. I love going to Andrew Tate's site and seeing all the nubile young Romanian girls that he's drugged at a local pizza joint. And
I follow Andrew Tate on 4chan.
There's your Pizzagate.
Yeah,
there's
yeah,
an
really,
actual
it's
pizza.
Actually, really, that's true.
But it's not. But Freedom From Religion Foundation Maine's president Tom Waddell did not demand the nativity come down. He put forth a simple solution. They may decide to give the nativity display to a church, and that church may ask the house behind us to put it on their private property. That would be a win-win situation. So right next to.
Oh,
there's two
God.
Pieces of property right next to
Ooh.
That they could put it.
I sure wish I owned that house. Obviously, no problem. How much, by the way, are you going to pay me for the rental of my property? Because I'm going to charge the shit out of you motherfuckers. Oh, my God.
He wrote a letter to the local newspaper saying, we do not oppose any religion. We oppose laws that seek to privilege one religious group over another under the guise of freedom of religion. The practice of religion should not entail discrimination against anyone. The Maine chapter of the FFRF did not cause the removal of the nativity scene. We did make the town aware that keeping the nativity scene on public property requires the town to allow other groups to set up their display as well.
Damn. See? Why can't you guys play nice with others? What's wrong with that?
Well, but not the Jews, right?
Wait. Yeah. Okay. Well, geez, we're going to have baby Jesus, and we're going to have some Jewish stuff, which isn't baby Jesus Jewish? I thought Jesus was Jewish.
Well, yeah, I guess.
I thought he was the king
I
of the
I guess they
Jews.
Branch off at the moment. He,
why do you guys hate Jews?
Mary shat him out.
I hate these people.
I mean, divinely.
Yeah, that's true.
With all due respect.
I hate these anti-Semitic people. I don't understand how they can hate Jewish people, but yeah. love Jesus.
Because
who
it's
was.
It's the apocalypse. It's the evangelicals.
Am I wrong? Was Jesus not I thought Jesus was the king of the Jews. Is that not right how it is?
Right, and they killed him.
Who did? The Jews. In the movie.
Well, the Pharisees.
In the movie. In the, well, Mel in the Gibson book, movie. Too. And in the movie, which is equal.
Oh, in the Mel Gibson book. The Mel Gibson movie. The cartoonish-looking Jews killed him.
He's like, hey, Mel, you know it'd be great as an actor if you could stop ejaculating every time we shoot this scene where Jesus is getting beat with a... You know what I mean? It almost... It was torture porn, that movie.
Oh, yeah.
I only saw the outtakes.
And those, and Caviezel's nuts too. So, you know, the two of them were like deep in prayer, and Caviezel was in character and praying for the Lord to pray. You know, nobody like farted in the middle of a whipping scene or something. Like, oops.
Mel Gibson, could you imagine? He's like, listen, this is when Jesus gets nailed to the cross, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Are
there outtakes out there?
There must
be. Is there
be.
A gag reel?
Please, please, please.
Mel could maybe get a couple of points back if he There's if he no released way. A gag reel.
He
for...
has
a,
any sense of humor about anything.
No.
God. No. I just picture he's just, oh, he's just like.
Oh, he's crazier God, now.
Mr. Caviezel, you're about to play Jesus Christ. I hope you pray before you got to the fucking set today. You better be good.
I've seen him on like interviews recently. He's out of his crazy. He seemed to used to be able to hold it together in public, but man.
Set tasers for stun. Have your mace ready. Mel Gibson's like, God damn it, Jim. You better play this.
Good actor, good director, but woof.
Is he? After,
shit,
I mean.
Shit person.
What about
he was
Passion
a good director.
Of the Christ? You think that
He's
was...
a really good director, I think, in a lot of things. What? Passion, I didn't, I fell asleep during it, but. The Apocalypto is great. Braveheart's fun and,
like
and really good. Yeah, and he's really good in it. I'll give him his props.
Rank Mel Gibson movies.
What's the I'm too old for
10.
This shit?
Lethal Weapon.
Lethal Weapons. He was good in.
Yeah, I mean, also,
what am I ranking?
He would all the. Your top 10 favorite Mel Gibson movies.
You can't make me name 10, you asshole. Lethal Weapon 1, 2, 3. All the 3 was horrible, wasn't it? He wasn't even in it.
He did a comedy with Goldie Hawn called Bird on a Wire. And, you know, I saw that and I don't remember much about it. But now thinking about it and who he was at that time, poor Goldie Hawn. Everything went okay for her on that set.
Oh, yeah.
I hope she has real...
I can't imagine she liked him, but...
I can't either. This would be like, don't leave me in the room with that guy over there. That's Mel Gibson. What?
I really need to get to start logging into YouTube using the crab diving email. Because today when I went to look at a video on YouTube, recommended to me was like, 5 different Kenneth Copeland sermons of old and young Kenneth Copeland.
Man, that guy's been raking it in forever. No wonder he won't die. Kenneth Copeland gets up on his knees every day and is like, he's like, Yamastabi Labi Jabi Jesus, let me have one more day to make some fucking cash.
In your name.
Yeah. How old is he?
86.
Retire!
85, 86.
You fucking asshole. You're 86 years old. I would be like, if I'm Kenneth Copeland, I'm like, okay, guys, I'm an atheist now. I am totally out of this. All I said was bullshit. Thanks for the money. Go fuck yourself. That's what I'd say.
He's still...
That would be... If he did
I'm
that...
I'm still sure he's still crazy.
That would be great if he did that, though. He just admitted... Right at the end of his life.
He's getting hit with like a nightly gallon-sized hypodermic of Viagra so that he can still lay back and make some poor intern.
That's a war crime. That's a war crime to give Kenneth Copeland Viagra on anybody.
More transcripts coming out from the January 6th. And...
Yeah,
I think I actually said out loud, you've got to be fucking kidding me when I read this.
Yeah.
Did you see this? Kimberly Guilfoyle?
Oh, you told me a little bit about this.
At the Stop the Steal rally, we found out that they paid these motherfuckers.
They paid her.
Oh, yeah. Well, 60,000 $1,000 she demanded. But and they this. Got, and she...
Is that when she did the best is yet to come?
No, no, no. She introduced Don Jr.
That's what she got paid?
$60,000 This is at the hay rally. This is CNN.
$60,000? How long was... I remember this. How long was she on? How long was she on?
Oh, maybe it'll say here. Kimberly Guilfoyle, former member of the Donald Trump presidential campaign, was paid $60,000 for a speaking fee to introduce her fiancé, Donald Trump Jr., who must have also gotten paid, at the Stop the Steal rally on the Ellipse that acted as the precursor to the U.S. Capitol riot.
You know, I got paid on Christmas to host a show at this venue, and it was a punk show, and the whole time, just people are screaming at the top of their lungs. I did a total of like 7 minutes, and I got $150 whole. $60,000? What?
Turning Point Action, a conservative pro-Trump organization, paid Guilfoyle for the speech, which lasted less than 3 minutes.
Fuck you! Oh. And that's not even being funny! Oh, she doesn't God. Have to make anyone laugh! She doesn't have to make anyone laugh, and it is a friendly crowd. Fuck that.
She's introducing Junior.
God.
Oh, my God.
God.
What is
damn
wrong
it.
With these people?
What? I wouldn't do that. I mean, that's Nazi shit, but damn. 60 G's?
Turning
Guys,
point.
Give it up for Don Jr. They're laundering money, though. That's what that is.
Right.
I mean, come on.
Nobody sniffs coke off of my thighs better than the following speaker. The best is yet to come.
She's the best one, though. She is the most media-oriented, the most media-savvy of the Nazis, correct?
Is she? She got yes. fired from Fox for like sexually harassing people.
We're talking about on-camera performance. You do have a... You don't think she was good in The Best is Yet to Come?
Oh, yeah, if it was some kind of David Lynch movie version
of
the presidency.
The one I remember is that, did she do the acapella version? Or I'm just
no, she was, this was COVID. So this was, wasn't that the RNC maybe?
Was that me? That music was added to that, right?
Oh yeah, of course.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Never mind.
She sounded just, it was just her.
Yeah, like a
echoing.
Like
yeah, a echoing psycho. In a, right. That's why it was so even crazier. She was playing to
$60,000.
Yeah, she was
announce?
Playing to 50,000 people, and it was you know, a sound guy and a video guy, and eight makeup artists.
Do we have a recording of her? Three makeup artists died applying her foundation. Right. She killed them with her.
They
her
fell off the trellis.
I'm gonna smother you in my thigh gap. The best is yet to come, not for you. Do we have that?
I'm looking for it now. I got to hear some of this 2 minutes.
60,000 motherfuck for 3 minutes or 2 minutes?
Under 3 minutes.
Under 3 minutes. That is, let's say it's 3 minutes. So three times it's 180 seconds. How do we figure out what is her hourly rate then? I mean, what is that?
For speaking?
$60,000 for... Three goes into 60.
Oh, for speaking.
How much, Kimberly? What's your minimum for thigh wrestling?
Yeah.
I'm going to snap you with my anus.
I can shoot a cue ball 37 yards. My Kegel exercises.
Oh, I cracked that. That cue ball's dead.
I get a Gwyneth Paltrow rock, at least skim it across the Potomac 17 times.
She turned it to dust. She just snapped it. She crushed it.
Oh, yeah. Cold a diamond.
Sonic boom.
I'm trying to find her. Let me see. Kimberly Guilfoyle, January 6th. They God. Probably scrubbed it from the internet.
Jesus. Can we keep scrubbing? Keep on scrubbing, guys.
Okay, that's the best. That's the best is yet to
we
come.
We need to scrub all these people. How do we scrub them? Scrubbing from the internet's one thing, but you know, just scrubbing from the.
Maggie Haberman says the Trump world is aghast that they when they found out Guilfoyle's speaking fee that she
$60,000 motherfucking dollars, baby. But did she get a check? He gave her cash. He gave her 20s. Did she pay her in cocaine?
See, the RNC, she did.
Good evening, America. I'm Kimberly Guilfoyle. I speak to you tonight as a mother, a former prosecutor, a Latina, and a proud American. And yes, a proud supporter of President Donald J. Trump.
There's no applause.
Where you pause that video is insane.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. She's got that old
she's
mouth.
She's like a blow-up doll.
Yeah. She's got the most personality. I mean, she is the best speaker on that team. Yeah.
Build the promise of America and ensure that every citizen can realize their American dream. Ladies and gentlemen, leaders and fighters for freedom and liberty and the American dream, the best is yet to come.
And then they pull out the camera, so it makes her look even more isolated. There's nobody on stage with her. There's nobody in front of the stage.
You know, to be fair, she imagined, I know what this is.
God.
She imagined this differently. She thought this would go differently, and she practiced this in probably a very nice shower, you know, with a rain fox. So. You know, it's like very nice and comfortable. She's in the shower practicing.
Oh, here we go.
Get up here. Does anybody know the great Kimberly Guilfoyle?
Oh, my God. You know who opened for Kim Guilfoyle? Eric fucking Trump.
Yes, I might know who great Kimberly
Guilfoyle. I wonder how much Eric got paid.
Eric, I watched Lord of the Rings last night. I enjoyed your work. You were the best one.
Does anybody know the great Kimberly Guilfoyle? We love her. She's been such a warrior. She's fought so hard. Take it away, Kimberly.
Here we go. Cha-ching.
Well, good morning, D.C., and good morning, America!
20,000 a minute.
How do we feel this morning, and how much do we love President Trump? Here's the best news. Look at all of us out here. God-loving, freedom-loving, liberty-loving...
Make sure you go get those motherfuckers and... And make sure Pelosi comes out in chains.
She is high as shit. That's what I think happened.
I'm skipping.
She is high as shit.
I'm skipping to the last 20 seconds to save us all.
Life.
Oh, she's pausing a lot too.
Of course.
$60,000.
And it gives me great pleasure to be able to stand and fight throughout this country with one of the greatest Americans I have the pleasure to know.
I think she might have had a hot toddy or two before.
Yeah, she got fucking
shit.
Because
she was like, I don't want
to. Where is this now? This is January
6th. This is DC.
January 6th.
Yeah, yeah.
She got paid.
Whoever shat on the wall was still processing that burrito.
Imagine, she got paid $60,000 to open for the insurrection. And fast forward to, like, those cops getting beat to death.
Yeah.
I mean, this is
this country
nuts.
With one of the greatest Americans I have the pleasure to know, and that is Donald Trump Jr., the president's son. Let's give him a warm welcome, and let's show the president when he comes how much we love him. God bless America.
I want to see panties and bras on the stage and checks.
Do you think
no credit cards unless you give us your credit card and we'll bill it every month.
Do you think Stephen Miller, maybe, I don't know what Steve, maybe.
Oh, he spoke, didn't he?
Bannon got her in the corner and was like, you better sell this fucking shit or we're going to come for you. That's what happened.
She got $60,000 for
that. She sounded like she got $60,000. I mean, she really sounded like she was trying, whatever she said, she was trying to nail it. I think she's horribly untalented. I'm going to say that, and I mean that in the nicest way possible. You suck. Why do you talk like that? Kimberly, why don't you go out there? It's January 6th. All these people, Dave, They want to see you say, hey, what's up, everybody? Give it up for yourselves. You're all out here on January 6th. Yeah, give it up for yourselves, you fucking maggots. Something like that. No. You guys drinking? You're on meth? Who's got meth? Yeah, give it up for your meth heads out there.
Man.
What trash. What garbage. What garbage. You got a $60,000 speaking fee on an event that ultimately people fucking got killed for. You're a totalitarian windbag. That is spec-fucking-tacular. You are insane.
I really want to know what other people got paid.
I don't know.
Like, did Junior get more than her?
Or, I don't know. I don't know. But if there's anybody in the stagehand union or a grip out there, you shouldn't have to look at that orc in the face. I mean, that Eric Trump is ugly, dude. He, in that clip, we just watched that episode. I'm sorry, Eric, but I really enjoyed your work in Lord of the Rings. I thought you really captured what it's
Kim
like.
Got all the makeup artists in town.
There's a dead makeup artist trapped under her foundation. We got to dig her out. There's somebody trapped in Kimberly's face. I'm going to die in there. Oh, my garbage.
Oh, man. They've done a good job of getting Junior's speech off of YouTube.
Why does she sound like she sounds like? I can't put my finger on how she sounds exactly. Kimberly, she's like, give it up, boy!
She said something today, she was in the news today for saying that Gavin Newsom will never be president.
Didn't they used to?
You know, her ex-husband.
They dated. Well, they were married. God, Gavin, you married her? Did you get along? I mean...
This gathering should send a message to them. This isn't their Republican Party anymore.
This is somebody put this together with the audio of him, but it's the video of them
Don
blowing
Jr.
up the doors at the Capitol.
You know what, man? I want to do a play of the insurrection, but the play is going to take place in the green room, whatever this shit is, and the character's going to be Don Jr., Eric the fucking Orc, Kimberly Guilfoyle, and I don't know, maybe some other characters. But you know what they're doing? They're just doing lines of coke, and they're getting shit-faced.
Well, yeah.
I want to know what it sounded like in that green room when they were going out. I mean, it's like the rich, gross, maggot aristocracy is upsetting the idiots that they're working these maggots into a lather or something. Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, yeah.
To go storm the Capitol, but they don't go storm the Capitol.
Well, Trump wanted to. He was choking out his driver, right? Allegedly.
That's unbelievable to me. I mean, I don't know about that one. I really no. Trump is not choking out anybody. A guy that listen if then that then, you know what, that guy should have been fired on the spot. If you were a Secret Service guy choked out by Trump, then you should lose your fucking job. That guy has no muscle tone. Trump's going to beat your ass. You fucking, what the fuck?
Jeez. Guys, the Democrats must really be putting out the bat signal in Pennsylvania because they're losing their minds. Apparently, now, John Fetterman went from being fine, totally healthy, nothing wrong, despite like the growth on the neck, the strokes, the literal inability to make a complete sentence, right? I mean,
hey, but you did make it, Don. For the record, you made it through that sentence barely.
It's one of his greatest hits.
Barely. You made it. You made it.
I don't know if y'all know that I've known Donald before he became the Donald. A matter of fact, little Ivanka and little Donald lived with me for a week for 5 years during the summer.
I don't think we ever played this clip. This is Herschel, who's vanished off the face of the planet.
God, that guy.
Wisely has vanished.
He didn't have a good time of it, did he?
I don't know if y'all know that I've known Donald before he became the Donald. A matter of fact, little Ivanka and little Donald lived with me for a week for 5 years during the summer. Every amusement park, Disney World, SeaWorld, every place they went, I was the one to take them. I kept them for a week. So the intelligence of
that's got to be bullshit. That is bullshit. Donald Trump is not leaving Ivanka, especially. He can have Don Jr., but he's not leaving Ivanka with Herschel Walker.
Can I take have one issue with one thing Herschel said there? Was you shouldn't. I really think we need to stop going to SeaWorld. I don't think
to amusement parks.
No, not amusement parks. I think SeaWorld is problematic because they you know, whales and those they're not meant to be.
No,
in that. It's gulags. It's cruel. It's cruel, and we shouldn't go to SeaWorld and support that shit.
I kept them for a week. So the intelligence of those two kids right there, not from Donald. Yeah, I'm with my anyway.
He pointed to himself. The intelligence of them two kids is not from Donald. He points to himself. That I agree with him there. Wait. Especially the intelligence of Don Jr., that makes sense now.
You know, Steve Martin in one of those albums, maybe it's Let's Get Small, has this bit is like, it's funny, if you're a parent, you can screw a kid up just by talking weird. You know, just using the wrong words for things. And I think that's probably this guy's strategy. Is Herschel Walker saying... He raised Ivanka.
Yeah, well, yeah. For 5 years. So that's how the kids got their intelligence.
Does he like Eric or does he hate him like everybody else? I just think everybody hates Eric. It's Eric. It's because you're ugly. You know what I mean? And you're hanging out around very superficial people. So I cannot imagine.
I don't know what the age difference is.
Eric, if you're listening to the Crab Diving Podcast, I can guarantee you that your dad... who is a fucking asshole, has probably said to women, you know, to whoever will listen, that he is embarrassed by your face. And I mean that, I'm not saying that to hurt you. I'm just saying that that's probably true. Don't you think he's ever, who does he, he's probably talking to Jeffrey Epstein, whether sharing a child, and he'll say something like, God, my kid, Eric, he's so ugly. Probably. Jeffrey Epstein's like, yeah, I can't even pay anybody to fuck him. It's just
but Ivanka, you know, I mean,
yeah. Well, he's dating.
How much do you want for her?
No. That's his girlfriend.
So the Kim Guilfoyle made some cash.
60 fucking.
I don't know how much Don Jesus. Made, but Kim made bank.
Fuck. That's a lot of money.
It's criminal.
It seems like that's just somebody trying to wash money, I guess.
Well, Ryan, here's something that's going to make you feel a lot better.
Oh, good.
The part of the transcripts that came out, we got some information that should assuage all of our fears.
Yay.
Ginny Thomas testified... that never speaking about court cases is, quote, an ironclad rule in our house. Ironclad, Ryan. She said
ironclad?
It.
Ironclad?
She said it's ironclad.
Bullshit. Let's play back the footage. Do they have a Siri or a Alexa in their house that records everything?
That would be great.
I want to subpoena that to see if she's lying.
She testified she'd been active in public and policy work since she was in her 20s, long before she met her husband in 1986. Okay. She also gave the committee her guarantee that her husband has never spoken to her about cases pending before the court.
You never were like, I'll be home later, Clarence. I'm going to do the insurrection. I mean, going to meet some friends.
It's an ironclad rule in our house, she said. She also shared details about her husband, saying the justice was uninterested in politics and that she doesn't discuss her day-to-day work with him, including who she meets with or texts.
Oh, right.
We don't talk about anything that we've done during the day.
Bullshit. Over dinner, Clarence is like, you know what I did to my assistant today? I put a pube on her tab can, on her soda can. I thought that would be funny. Do you think he's told Jenny he did that?
It's such bullshit. Yeah. Oh, probably. She probably has one on her every day.
That's their love language.
The
lies.
Of course it's a lie.
Lies.
You can't tell me that never have First of all, have you discussed any pending cases? I can't imagine that.
Oh, bullshit.
And never has she even mentioned what she does? Bullshit.
She's like, listen, I am going to the Ellipse today to lay out in the sun and meet some friends, and we're going to do some tourism. Is that how she put it?
Yeah, busloads of them.
I am going to email every official that has anything to do with an election in Arizona.
She assured them her husband was completely unaware of her text messages to Mark Meadows.
Oh my God!
Let me also add, she said, it's laughable for anyone who knows my husband to think I could influence his jurisprudence. The man is independent and stubborn, with strong character traits of independence, you said that already, and integrity.
We almost lost the soundboard at that point because I had taken
Oh, you were going to do a spit take? I'm sorry.
Jesus, what? That is bullshit.
Regarding the 2020 election, I did not speak to him at all about the details of my volunteer campaign activities.
Lies!
And I did not speak to him at all about the details of my post-election activities, which were minimal in any event.
A coup! I was doing a minimal
coup.
Well,
she did copy and paste all those emails she sent to...
Oh, did she?
To all those assholes. Oh.
You can't copy or and paste your way to a successful coup. Okay.
She also texted Meadows and Arizona lawmakers regarding efforts to reverse the results.
You don't think Clarence is out there? Hey, Jenny, quit texting Mark. My God. Stop it.
She added later that when asked about her text messages to Meadows, that she regrets the tone and context. I regret the tone and context of these texts. It was just an emotional time.
You know what I would do if I... Can they call in Clarence to testify or can they question him? Because I would...
Oh, my God.
Dude,
I would
sit him down.
Crazy.
And I would say, I want you to read these texts that Jenny sent to Mark Meadows. What do you think about that?
Well, what does he have to do with it?
Well, I mean, he's saying they didn't know about it. He didn't know about it?
So there you go. We should feel better. They have an ironclad rule. There we go. We're done. Sorry, Jenny. Sorry we doubted you.
Why wouldn't he recuse? If they have such like ethics and morals, and why didn't he recuse himself from cases?
Anything.
Yeah.
Especially Monsanto, where he was their chief counsel for a long fucking time.
So I guess he's not ironclad with that kind of shit, which... I mean, that's kind of... Why wouldn't he recuse himself from that? I mean, for the day off, dude. For the day off, motherfucker. See, I don't get that. Let me understand something. You recuse yourself from a case, that means you don't have to put on the robe, commute to work. You can stay home and fucking play video games. You know what I mean? You don't have to go in. I'd recuse myself from some bullshit. What a day off.
Kevin Sorbo, desperate for attention.
Is he on the court yet?
And he's getting it Twitter.
Has he been confirmed as a justice?
Because he tweeted, weird how Andrew Tate being swatted for alleged human trafficking causes celebration from the left, yet they're still silent about Epstein's client list.
Hey, listen, man. You should, I mean, I guess you should celebrate that a sex trafficker's off the streets, right? I mean, I don't know. That all those people aren't locked up in his mansion, Kevin. That's good, right?
Here's a great take.
How do you make Kevin Sorbo happy? My God.
Here's a great take. December 28th, Kevin Sorbo tweeted, my school had gym class. 2022 schools have sex toys for kindergartners.
Fuck that guy. Fuck you. You sucked. You fucking sucked. You're does he still act?
On the 24th, Merry Christmas Eve, everyone. On December 25th, I hope the atheists, this is Christmas Day, I hope the atheists got tons of gifts to evolve out of nothing under their tree today.
Oh, yeah.
What?
What? Oh, you're owning us. Quit owning me. You barbarian.
Game, set, match, Sorbo.
Oh, yes. Oh, look, a toddler got a Tommy Tippy fleshlight.
The atheists got tons of gifts.
Why are
to evolve out of nothing under their tree today.
Why are kindergartners getting sex toys? Is this a, what is that about? Is that like a...
And that's just one of the unsurprisingly, the most simplistic single brain cell arguments against evolution.
Yes.
Is that you believe something came from nothing. That's not evolution.
Right. Well, okay. What non-simplistic argument do you want this?
They're
Kevin?
Tying the Big Bang.
Right.
They're tying the big fucking bang, which now we don't think really happened. Well, the singularity didn't happen, we don't think.
Yeah. Why? Because of that space, the telescope?
Well,
and
math
that
and
shit.
Yeah, yeah, that helped.
Math.
But it just, the math just doesn't, the science doesn't hold up for a singularity.
Right. What about Jesus?
Because science says, when they say, well, what happened? What caused it to explode? What started it all? We say, you know what? We don't fucking know. We're still working on it. They say, God did it.
No, you know what it was? A couple of Martians were butt fucking.
Sure, could be.
God was like, enough of this. Time for a big bang or something.
So when they say you evolved from nothing, that's that along with the gem that Herschel spewed upon us of if we evolved from monkeys, how come there's still monkeys?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's it. Shut down all the biology departments at all the universities, everybody.
Listen, Herschel, don't take my nice clean air and dirty
why
it.
Why are there still monkeys?
Why are we putting clean air up there that India's going to make dirty? Right. Why? Hey, listen, let me call the sheriff. Has anybody else in the history of Jesus ever pulled a fake badge out at a fucking debate? For United States Senator!
I can't say no,
right?
But I would think it's
a senatorial debate. The guy is trying to be a senator. He whips out a fake fucking bullshit badge. What was that badge supposed to do at the debate?
Prove that he's got a badge and that he's a law enforcement official.
Man.
I guess.
Jesus.
Trump's taxes released. There's a link that you could even go to download them yourself if you'd like.
Yes.
But of course, all the journalistic empires are pouring over them.
Well, what's to learn? Here you go.
Well, here's one.
Newsflash, he didn't do it right.
Here's one. Despite repeatedly promising to donate his annual salary in office, former President Donald Trump apparently made zero charitable contributions during his last year in the White House.
Yeah, he didn't do any charitable donations. Wait, well, then that's...
Zero.
Is there another word for charity or...
The taxes published by Congress after a years-long and frequently acrimonious legal battle with the former president show that while Trump did indeed make a series of salary donations in his first 3 years in office, often touted during White House press briefings, look, here's the check I'm writing back to the Treasury. Look.
Right. There you go.
But Trump's well of philanthropic goodwill evidently dried up entirely by 2020, during which he reportedly reported absolutely no charitable gifts at all on his taxes.
Oh, wait a second. You're donating your salary.
Previously reported nearly $2 million of donations in 2017 and more than $500,000 the subsequent 2 years. Probably those went to his shitty foundation, and because it got shut down for fraud, he couldn't donate anymore. That's probably his donations, right?
I don't understand. Why does he just say there's more donations? It sounds like he's not showing enough charitable donations to show that he donated his salary. So he just has he has to show some
any. He didn't show any the last year.
Well, that's kind of Grinch-like, isn't it? Somebody like him should donate something to someone, shouldn't they?
The Trump's communications team insisted that during his last year in office, he had continued to make his salary donations, but that's just not true.
It sounds like he's a stingy old rapist and racist. Allegedly.
In a message shared to his Truth platform today. Yeah. Well, let's go over there. Oh, it's a big message.
Oh my gosh.
This
is the grievance.
Oh my God, why did they? I gotta blow this.
We're
up.
Gonna hear some. Oh shit! Sorry.
Why do they make this so small, Don?
We're gonna hear some grievance. Is this grievance?
Statement by Donald J. Trump,
Festivus,
45th President of the United States of America. The Democrats should have never done it. The Supreme Court should have never approved it, and it's going to lead to horrible things for so many people. The great USA divide will now grow far worse. The radical left Democrats, the radical left Democrats have weaponized everything. But remember, that is a dangerous two-way street. Uh-oh. Threats.
This is are we in Festivus season yet?
Yeah, that's great.
This is Festivus.
The Trump tax, in quotes, returns once again. Oh, the Trump tax returns once again show how proudly successful I've been and how I've been able to use depreciation and various other tax deductions as an incentive for creating thousands of jobs and magnificent structures and enterprises.
Geez, in my pants. I've got an interesting enterprise in my diaper. It's actually a structure.
He quotes Forbes then. Trump's assets are worth an estimated $4.3 billion. The former president owns real stuff, mansions, golf courses, office buildings that throw off real cash, even if his tax returns might suggest otherwise.
My Pampers are full of assets.
The D.C. hotel opened in 2016. By 2018, Trump had already declared tax losses of $55.5 million there. Still, the property is worth something. One investor offered $175 million for it before the coronavirus decimated the hotel industry. The Trumps turned down that offer.
Right.
Forbes now figures the hotel's worth closer to 168. Wrong, he quotes. Trump jumps in.
Yeah.
Wrong. Their other numbers are wrong. Wrong. Just sold the hotel for almost $400 million. I think to Saudis, didn't he?
I don't know. Is this the hotel, the
former mail? Oh, yeah, former post office.
I didn't know he sold it. He did, right?
Many of their other numbers are wrong, too, but by even bigger proportions. But that's okay. Being wrong doesn't matter. It's a fake news.
What a bitch.
Paid for by Donald J. Trump for President 2024, Inc. at the bottom.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas, one and all.
So that's probably if you're on his mailing list.
Oh, yes.
Who that's what he got, and he screen capped it and put it on True Social.
Throw some coal at that old, nasty, raping Nazi that used to be president. What a shitbag. God damn it, Obama. You left us with this guy. That is not fair. He left us with Trump.
Well, again, what's he gonna do?
Fuck that. That sucks. Come on, Barack. Don't do it. Don't do it again. Not that, you know, work out that way.
Now he wants Pelosi's tax returns released.
Do not listen, Donald. What have you learned? Let me tell you something. If there's something, if anyone should have learned not to fuck with Nancy Pelosi, it would be that Donald Trump. Twice impeached by Nancy.
Well, yeah, sure.
You're going to keep fucking with her.
Also in the news. Holy shit, look at time fucking flying. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back on Monday, probably the 2nd.
That's right.
At the usual time, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern, live. And then we're always available at your favorite podcast app.
Kaboom.
Crabdiving.com.
Right.
We've got, it is Faithless Friday.
Jesus.
This is a shocking story.
Right.
The Catholic Jesuit Order.
Okay, diddler shit. Do you have any music
for where you? We're in
a, yeah, I'm so sorry, but do you have any music for the diddler stuff? I mean, we don't have any diddler theme music for when we do stories about those people.
Now I'm going to pray in tongues for a moment. Somaka sididalamuku, mandakishiti kolora bashata.
Kolora bashata, mandabashiki.
Mandabashiki.
Mandikata.
A Catholic Jesuit order of which Pope Francis is a member, has been rocked by claims that a prominent priest abused several women.
Jeez.
A case raising questions about how the church sanctions offenders. Father Marko Rupnik.
Right.
68-year-old Slovenian priest and world-renowned artist.
Oh, okay. Is this the rapist we're talking about?
He is accused of abusing a number of women at a religious community in Ljubljana.
Oh, yes. He's a world-renowned artist. He sits around some fucking bullshit cathedral all day, not doing shit, diddling people every now and then, and has managed to become a pretty good fucking artist.
In what press reports said involved sexual and psychological violence.
Oh, you're a good artist. Go fuck yourself. Look at this. Look at
the
this.
Vatican's dicastery for the doctrine of the faith.
The dicastery for the doctrine of the faith
was involved in the case, but said it could not put Rupnik on trial because the statute of limitations had expired. Ooh. These are accusations from the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, God has a statute of limitations.
I swear to God, man, if I was in charge, I would show up to the Vatican, liquidate that shit, and sell off all that bullshit to these victims. Crazy.
The Jesuits later revealed that in a separate case, Rupnik had also been convicted of, quote, the absolution of an accomplice in a sin against the sixth commandment.
Is that like a law, or is that some bullshit Catholic fucking garbage? A sin against the sixth. What is the sixth commandment?
Thou shalt not kill.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. Or rape anybody, so, you dumb fucks.
In a sin against the sixth commandment.
That's the weirdest shit I've ever heard. But
then it says he absolved someone. Oh, he absolved them of killing someone.
Oh, thank you.
His Jesus magic, he cast if they fucked him.
Oh, wait a second. Is that how it works? Hold on a second. Could you write those steps out for me? Can we see that? Well, step one.
An accomplice. So he absolved an accomplice in a sin against the sixth commandment. So an accomplice in a murder.
Right.
He absolved her so that he cast his Jesus cleansing magic over her.
You helped somebody.
Internally.
Oh. Internally.
His Jesus magic. He injected it in her.
Absolutely. This has to be taken internally. Right now, absolutely. Let me drop my toga.
This is a serious crime in church law.
Ooh, who gives a shit? Church law, everybody. We're in church law.
For which Rupnik was automatically excommunicated.
What does that mean?
He's not in the club anymore.
He's not what?
He's not in the club anymore. He's not even a Catholic. Well, no mass for you. No cookie.
Oh, who fucking cares?
No cookie, no wine.
You don't have to go to church. You don't get to take communion. What happens if you don't take communion? What happens to a Catholic? Do you just die and you fucking burn in eternal hell?
So it was automatic because of the severity of the crimes.
Ooh.
But a month later, the Vatican lifted the excommunication.
Who gives a fuck? Excommunicate him, don't excommunicate him. Arrest his ass. That's what matters. Who cares?
Father Arturo Sosa, the Jesuit Superior General, said,
Nine.
To remove an excommunication, the person must acknowledge the fact that and formally repent, and Rupnik has done so.
Oh,
so
yes.
He can come back into the fold. He's acknowledged that he shouldn't have fucked them.
Oh.
And he said, you know what? I'm sorry.
Listen, thank you for the church magic and all, but does no one call the police ever on these fucking pervs?
Rupnik is a well-known mosaic artist. His works adorn a chapel of the Apostolic Palace in the Vatican and the facade of the Basilica at Lourdes.
Big deal! Fucking trash! Take this trash this fucking pedo did and rip it the fuck down, burn it. Who gives a fuck? He's raping
women, adult women.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Wait, doing the
this
mosaic.
Time,
yeah.
This guy was adult women.
But he's this guy doing this art and all this diddling shit at the same time.
The case against him has sent shockwaves through the Jesuit community at a time when the Catholic Church is still grappling with the outcry over the clerical sex abuse of children and subsequent cover-ups.
But by the way, this guy is such a great artist over here. Oh, look at his mosaics. Wow.
The Jesuits, a number 14,000 plus members worldwide, have urged anyone else with complaints to come forward. They promise they will listen with understanding and empathy.
Listen, we wanted to turn this one diddler inappropriate person in, but my God, look at the wallpaper he did in this office. Boy, it's nice. Oh, that drop ceiling he put in. Oh, that's good. He is a pedophile, but man, he does great tile work. Oh, he's a mosaic artist.
In a recent interview with an Italian newspaper, Domani, a 58-year-old religious sister claimed Rupnik pressured her into having sex with him. She believes the priest was protected by the church hierarchy. Well, no shit. And claimed all her complaints since the 90s have gone unanswered.
I want to say something controversial about, listen, this mosaic shit, right? It's basically you get a bunch of tile, you break it up, right? You break it up, you arrange it into a bunch of fucking pieces.
Yeah, and you glue it to the wall. Or the floor, or the ceiling.
Is it that hard to do?
Well,
that?
Yeah. I mean, to make give me good a tile, art give, out of them.
Well, you got all the pieces, and you, I guess, probably.
Let me see if I can find one.
I mean, I'm just wondering. It's weird to me when we do these stories sometimes. You have to, like, they mention something. Oh, this guy is an artist. This is a renowned mosaic person. Oh, he's also a diddler.
He's got some shit going on.
Some good shit.
Here you go.
Let me see.
Very colorful. I couldn't do that. It's very Jesus-y, you know, with halos.
With you,
and
you could do that if there's a grid.
if it was mosaic by grid? Numbers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Also in L news, this is, that was the Catholic Jesuit, the Jesuits. The Jesuits were like the intellectuals. They're the teachers. A lot of the teachers are Jesuits.
Jeez.
I went to a school that was, the priests were Dominicans. We had one Franciscan who showed up every once in a while.
Right.
And then we had, when I went to high school, that was all Marist brothers. Those were all monks.
Right.
That ran that high school.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like off in the woods or something. It's in Alsip, Illinois. It's what's a up with the monks? Suburb of Chicago.
Alsip?
Yeah. Right on the edge. Yeah.
That's right next to Gary.
No, not that close.
It's not that far. I mean,
all roads lead to Gary.
It's a nice area down there.
Where's this other story? This is, an interesting, thing I read. This is the Wall Street Journal, in fact.
Ooh.
That, the sovereign state of Oklahoma.
Right.
Has now become a top source of black market marijuana.
Where in Oklahoma? What is this?
Oklahoma is turned into a place where they're growing a lot of illegal weed.
Well, you know, but how is that possible? Because Oklahoma's hot as shit, right? I mean, how does anything grow there?
I guess there's places you could grow it.
Yeah, and the Ozarks, that show. Do you remember the Ozarks with Jason Bateman and they grew heroin in the Ozarks. So, but the Ozarks is in Oklahoma. It's Arkansas.
Right.
Well, that's a good industry for Oklahoma.
The I'm having Apple versus versus Windows problems right now. Sorry.
Oklahoma. It's Tulsa. I don't know shit about Oklahoma.
I've driven through Oklahoma.
A lot of snakes. There's a lot of snakes there. That's the thing that sucks. So I'm growing all this weed, and I got to look out for sidewinders.
I'm trying to fucking find that the story, but it's paywalling me. But you kind of get the idea that didn't we read that a while ago? It was like West Virginia and Georgia were like a lot of farmers were discovering.
Oh, yeah.
That they could start growing weed and survive the economy they're being put out of business by Monsanto and shit like that.
So, but are they selling weed to dispensaries? Or are they just selling this weed that they're growing and people are just. It's
no, this is, this is street weed, I guess.
Wow. Jeez.
I'm really losing my mind here.
I mean, you can do that with vegetables. I mean, you can grow grow potatoes in your front yard and then go out to the corner and sell them. Or do you, without the FDA involved, why can't you do that with a plant? You can do that, can't you? You can set up a marijuana stand.
I mean, I would guess.
The feds are like, we want a piece of that, you fuck. The cops, probably.
Oklahoma has become...
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm taking some.
Big black market for weed. Probably a bunch of cops are involved. You know what I mean? Mobbed up. I bet there's a great television series there.
You know, I wonder if that new Tulsa King show with Stallone. I'm serious. It's really popular, but he's a mobster.
Yeah.
That gets sent out to Oklahoma to run their their stuff.
Has Stallone ever done a movie with Mel Gibson? It just seems like a matching that kind of fits in a way, right? Doesn't it seem like that would Mel Gibson and Sylvester Stallone? They never did any.
What was that movie, The Expendables? Was Mel?
Oh,
in that?
Everybody was in that though. Chuck Woolery, but not Chuck Woolery.
Chuck Woolery. Finding marijuana crops in Oklahoma these days is easy, says Logan County Sheriff's Deputy Chris Tillman.
Yeah.
As he stared at rows of cannabis greenhouses surrounded by fields of red dirt farmland. So it's greenhouses.
So it's legal, right?
Figuring out if they are legal is another matter.
Yeah.
The deputy says it's not always clear what we should be looking for.
Now go fuck yourself. Go away. Leave these people alone with their marijuana, you fucks.
Oklahoma has become the biggest source of black market weed in the country. The Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics estimated this month.
Oh, shit. People are growing weed and smoking it. Holy fuck.
Drawn by cheap land, affordable licenses, and light regulatory oversight.
Yes.
Marijuana growers by the hundreds flocked to Oklahoma after the state began allowing commercial marijuana cultivation when it legalized the drug for medicinal purposes in 2018.
Right. So, but in Oklahoma, they're just going straight to market with that shit.
Well, it sounds like they also have no mechanism. The guy could just say, "Hey, I sell to the legal dispensaries," and show a made up receipt. And they probably have no mechanism of verifying that information because, those are evil regulations.
Yeah. Where's your mechanism for verification?
With no limit on how much marijuana the operations can grow or how big farms can be, output quickly ballooned well beyond what medical marijuana patients, roughly 10% of the state's residents.
Well, listen, here's the thing.
Legalize it, for God's sake. If 10% of your people are getting medical drugs.
These motherfuckers flooded the planet with opioids. With opioids. You cannot smoke yourself to death.
And they've still got their yachts.
Yeah. But you can definitely overdose, can't you? You can take too many opiates and fucking die. Now, the marijuana, it's not going to kill you.
The state has issued active licenses for about 7,000 growers.
Shit, man.
And roughly 2,600 dispensaries.
Hell yeah, motherfucker!
Oklahoma fucking Woo-hoo! Homa. That's 2,600 dispensaries.
It's because it sucks there, probably. They need weed. I mean, if you're it doesn't suck.
Unlicensed and improperly licensed black market operations are rampant, they say.
Oh, no! Who fucking cares? Let him.
Donnie Anderson, director of Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics, said, "You don't even have enough dispensaries in the state of Oklahoma to dispense as much marijuana as we're producing."
Shut the fuck up.
That marijuana is going to go somewhere, and it's going out of state.
Shut the fuck up, you fucking Nazi and your war on drugs. You
Which is illegal
cop.
Under federal law.
Boo!
Nobody wants your shitty Oklahoma weed.
Go look for fentanyl. Go do something useful.
We know for a long time Alaska has been a hotbed of
for marijuana.
Remember back when it was allegedly people I knew were buying from just plain old drug dealers Chicago.
These cops are so mad. They're not. We're gonna get a piece of this market. We're gonna get something.
Yeah. John Boehner.
Oh yeah. John Boehner's a big old drug dealer now, right?
Well, he's on the board of a marijuana drug dealer. Company.
He's a board. He's on the board, meaning if someone sells the shit from the company of which he's on the board, he gets paid, right?
Yeah.
No.
Oh my God! I just saw a picture of Kirk Cameron from. Is this a promo or is this, I think it's somebody making fun of him because there's money and credit cards flying all over the place and stuff. This is over at Only Sky. I think it's probably not flattering.
That doesn't
to him,
look
right?
flattering. That looks like something out of Mad Magazine.
It's him destroying Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
It's from an article called The 5 Christmas Films You'll Meet in Hell from, from Only Sky.
Jesus fucking Christ, man.
For all the atheists. All the Yay. Horrible Christmas stories that are out there.
Right.
That you have to put up with. Anything Kirk Cameron or Sorbo are involved in, right?
Oh, yeah.
Sorbo did those movies that, several years ago now where it was about the atheist college professor who forced his students to question their beliefs in God and everything.
Oh, yeah. That was...
Because, that's happening all over the place.
Can we get a Christian Lethal Weapon, let's say... We'll have Christian Walker paired with Kirk Cameron, and we'll bring it with Christian
Herschel's son, Christian.
Yeah, absolutely, Christian. It'll be a Christian. It'll be a new buddy movie, but Mel Gibson will direct it. It'll be Christian Lethal Weapon.
Oh yeah. What's this?
Tory Lanez was just found guilty for his atrocity against Megan Thee Stallion, but I'd like to discuss his father's reaction after he was found guilty.
Not over! God does not lose!
Never!
And even though we've come to this juncture...
I'd appreciate if instead of making excuses for his criminal son, he would have used half that passion to teach his son not to wield weapons against women. It also...
Wait a second.
There you go, that's... It's the latest Christian Walker.
What about your dad, though? I mean,
Well, he's not.
That's true.
He's not the hugest fan.
Yeah. Everybody quit wielding weapons. He's right. We should all not wield weapons. Maybe that could be somebody's New Year's resolution. Less weapon wielding.
Tory Lanez was just found guilty for his atrocities. That wasn't very godly of your son. Why are you putting on some big performance outside of the courthouse instead of holding your son accountable for trying to hurt a woman? Fathers, man up. Maybe we'd have better men in the world if you did your job as fathers and held your sons accountable for despicable behavior.
Damn. Holy shit.
I wonder who this may be aimed for.
If you did your job as fathers and held your sons accountable for despicable behavior. Oh. In 2022, people...
Is he admitting he's despicable?
Yeah, I'm going to ask...
Because Herschel wasn't around?
I'm going to make a prediction for 2023. Herschel Walker, we will not hear from, but Christian Walker will get a job at Fox News.
...despicable behavior. In 2022, people consider words to be violent, but when actual violence happened against Megan Thee Stallion, people made jokes about it, people made parodies about it, and people made memes about it.
He's right. She got shot in the foot.
Yeah, people made jokes. He's right. That sucks.
There you go.
What's he about to say, though?
No, that's it. That's the end of the clip. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's really mad at this. The guy's father, though. I guess he's a preacher.
Jeez.
Tell me how. There's no fingerprints. My God Almighty! I call heaven and earth.
Send the dad to prison with Tory. Tory Lanez is facing 23 years in prison for trying to blow Megan Thee Stallion's foot off, and the dad's outside the courthouse acting a fool? You can go to jail with your son.
There you go, Christian Walker.
Yeah, he should be on Fox News.
Don't make us like him.
Right. Because he's like a I got mine kind of guy, right? He's
Atlas Shrugged. Well, but I don't know that he... was really I feel awful. That shot.
Oh yeah.
Let's take it out of me. I'm just tired. What were we talking about? Christian. I don't think dad was pumping Walker. Lots of money into the kids, it sounds like, right? Like some of them he didn't even acknowledge allegedly.
Right. Well, he would know. Well, he's
I think he acknowledged Christian.
He did send money to people.
Yeah.
Oh, no, no. That was, he sent money for people to have abortions.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right.
Well, that's good. Great dad.
Otherwise, he might be like Nick Cannon, like double digits.
We don't know what he had. I mean, we don't know how many kids he has.
He might not know how many kids he has.
Right.
So there you go. Oklahoma.
Yay.
If you want to get some cheap weed.
Right.
Apparently, Oklahoma
so they grow has a whole lot of what?
It. Well, I don't know. It doesn't say anything about the quality, but it's yeah. for the, it's for the, allegedly for the dispensaries and stuff.
People, is it grown in Florida at all?
They just didn't limit. Yeah, probably. I think we've got a couple neighbors.
Right.
If you wander a couple hundred feet, you can see some interestingly shaped leaves.
Yeah, you probably stay away from that shit. Oh, I got shit out of my gun.
That's white people.
Yeah.
They'll be okay. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yay.
Bottom of the hour here on Faithless Friday.
Jesus is in the house. Well, he always
or not,
is.
Yes.
So is Aquaman and Captain America.
Where's this story here?
Also, that raccoon in Guardian of the Galaxies, the trash panda equal myth.
Oh, yeah.
Equal myth to Jesus. Trash panda, right? I mean, I'm not wrong.
Trash panda.
Prove to me he doesn't fucking exist.
I was with my two of my grandchildren this weekend, a six-year-old and a three-year-old, and I just was felt compelled to talk to them about when we die, it's judgment. It's appointed unto me.
Merry Christmas from Grandma Bachman.
Woo! God damn.
I just felt compelled on Christmas to tell them you're gonna fucking die, you know, and you're gonna...
Is Santa Claus gonna bring me anything, though?
I was with my two of my grandchildren this weekend, a six-year-old and a three-year-old.
Six and three.
Come on, Michelle.
I just was felt compelled to talk to them about when we die, it's judgment. It's appointed unto man to us and then the judgment. So what happens is at that moment, the decision is made. You're either going to heaven or you're going to hell.
Right.
We talked about what heaven is. And we talked about what hell is, that hell is just as real as heaven. And in hell, there's eternal fires and damnation, and it's a real place. We do not want to go there. That's where the wicked will go. And then I explained how they don't.
Is she implying it's like, oh, Dad, this is a nice Christmas feast for your grandkids. Grandma's scary as shit.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Why are the six-year-old and the three-year-old sitting pale in the corner crying?
They're worried. She's making them think that if you just wander around, you could, oh, my God, I just found myself in hell. It's a horrible place. Everything's burning and sad.
How is this not abusive?
It is. It absolutely is.
I mean,
is.
It's abusive. You're terrifying these children with scary fairy stories.
What happens when they have a gay friend?
Or are gay.
Yes. And you're like,
I don't want to go there. That's where the wicked will go. And then I explained how they don't go, that they receive Christ. They confess their sins. They receive the Lord. He cleanses them. And because of his righteousness, they go to heaven. And so my little granddaughter immediately started saying, I don't want to go to hell. I want to go to heaven. I said, Bella, can I pray with you? Let's pray. Do you want to pray? Prayed. And we'll continue to speak to her about all of this.
Oh, we'll continue to fuck her up like I fucked up my own kids.
Yeah, I'm going to radicalize my children. You like any lunatic?
Hey, do you want to pray?
Because, you know, her kids are crazy because they wouldn't let her within 10 nautical miles of kids if they hated her.
Oh, yeah.
And
weren't
into the Jesus bullshit and probably on the Jesus grift train.
Someone, it must be saying, it's like, guys, we usually don't do this, and I tell their families, like, we're going to go to the Bachmans for Thanksgiving this year.
Great. Here we go.
I need everybody to turn on their, get their...
I just want everyone to know you're going to fucking roast for all of eternity if you touch your dick more than twice when you pee.
Get your iPhones ready. We're going to have a lot of shit to record.
Immediately started saying, I don't want to go to hell. I want to go to hell.
The three-year-old. I don't want to go to hell. I don't want to roast for eternity.
I don't want to go to hell.
Oh, my God.
I want a golden ticket.
I said, Bella, can I pray with you? Let's pray. Do you want to pray? God. Prayed. and will continue to speak to her about all of this. And I think, why miss an opportunity? Yeah. This
why
is
miss
the-
an opportunity oh, yeah. to fuck somebody up?
Never miss an opportunity to destroy a child's psyche.
Say Matassa.
Jesus Christ.
Hunamunamani May.
I just want to remind you, you know, this Christmas, when we're all together, that you're going to roast in hell.
If you say poo-poo words, you're going to find yourself in this weird hell where everything's sad and burning.
Moment to speak to our children, our grandchildren, our friends, our neighbors. Don't wait.
No, wait. Wait.
God, don't wait. Do
Leave your
now.
Neighbors alone.
Jeez. Wait, what? She was a congressperson.
Oh, yeah. She ran for president. She ran for president.
Shit, man. This country has the lowest fucking standards sometimes. Herschel Walker. Michelle Bachmann. I mean, we dodged him. They had a special election for Herschel Walker. Do you realize that motherfucker could have been a senator? It was close, dude. Runoff.
Here's a bad take on the whole Andrew Tate, Greta Thunberg thing.
Yes.
I guess if I try to do the voice. So I guess we reached a place where if you publicly disagree with the left's favorite paid actor brat, Greta Thunberg, you get arrested. Wow, climate change stupidity has reached peak insanity. It's a bad Greg Locke, but Greg Locke.
That does sound like him.
Greg Locke tweeted.
Definitely captured his rhythm there.
We've reached the place where if you publicly disagree with the left's favorite paid actor brat, Greta Thunberg, you get arrested. Wow, climate change stupidity has reached peak insanity.
You know, how does someone who thinks actual witches exist feel about Andrew Tate's sex trafficking? Because the two things that are similar is they both have fucked up views about women. Greg thinks that some women can be witches.
Yeah. He's got a list.
God, these people are crazy.
Pastor Greg Locke.
Yeah, thank you, Greg. You loony fuck.
From Mount Juliet, Tennessee.
It's so, you know, it's just weird that you would have a, I don't know. I mean, if you ask me how a preacher would side with Greta Thunberg or this other guy, wouldn't you think Thunberg, the young climate change activist, or the MMA MRA dude that sex traffics? It's actually in jail for it.
Hey guys, Pastor Greg Locke here. I'm outside of Tennessee.
He was outside the drag show.
Oh yeah, good job, Greg. Dumb fuck.
He tweeted this morning, men cannot have periods, period.
When are we going to find a video of him sucking somebody off? That must exist. Please, please.
Well, he must have gotten flack for that first one. If Andrew Tate is guilty, lock him up. With everybody on the Epstein list that the lying left refuses to release or talk about. See how that works?
I feel like when he does tweets like that, afterwards he does a little dance. Like after he hits send on the tweet and he's a doop 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 little jig.
The only, all caps, only people that scream hate preacher are those who openly affirm sodomites. That's it. If you agree with the alphabet cut, you're a target. Well, I disagree.
Wait, the alphabet club?
Alphabet cult, LGBTQ.
Oh, yeah, I'm down with that shit. Bro. What was the other one he said before this?
The only people that scream hate preacher are those who openly affirm sodomites.
What does that mean? I'm openly affirming?
You're helping sodomites have firm muscles.
Okay. So if there's any sodomites listening to the Crab Diving Podcast on Stitcher, the podcasting app, I am openly affirming all sodomites. I hereby affirm all sodomites.
It's affirmation. It's liking.
Also go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Oh, man, Greg Locke. And here's the most recent. Here's a video that he retweeted for an event. He's organizing. Be prepared, folks. I'm organizing a massive gathering and deliverance service on April 28th in protest of this demonic and blasphemous agenda. Details coming.
Did they sell?
And it's for?
Yes.
OG
largest satanic gathering in history is coming to Boston, April 28th through 30th, 2023, SatanCon. The Satanic Temple presents.
Are they going to protest it?
Celebrating the Satanic Temple's 10-year anniversary.
Yay!
Featuring presentations, satanic rituals, discussion panels, satanic marketplace.
Yes. I love that.
Campaign showcase, Friday night mixer, satanic wedding chapel. You can get married
at the event.
And more SatanCon.
I love all this Satan stuff. Great. Will there be...
Tickets sold out quickly last year.
Will they have funnel cakes?
Get your tickets now before it's too late.
Did they have all the same shit that you would have at most, like, festivals? Like, they have funnel cakes and they have...
I'm sure. A lot of drinking.
A lot of snow cones. I like that.
TST.link. TST is the Satanic Temple. .link
right.
/ SatanCon. You can buy your tickets.
Yeah. Give me 69 tickets.
Boston. Boston's cool.
Yeah, it's a lot cooler with Satan there, though.
But now, Greg, it's even cooler because Greg Locke is going to be outside.
What do you want to do to the Satanists?
There's a massive gathering. I'm organizing a massive gathering and deliverance service on April 28th.
What do you want to do? Beat a bunch of Satanists? Is that what the point? They want to intimidate them?
Intimidation. You're going to pray, I guess.
Ooh, Satan's stronger than Jesus. I have bad news for you.
I want you to come write the name down of that prodigal child that needs to come home in 2023. I want you to come write the name of that daddy that needs to get born again, that husband, daddy. That wife.
Right next to where you write your credit card, write the name daddy. Of that person that you want me to pray for.
Show me that daddy. Daddy gets to be born again.
For $19.95 a month, we will charge you, and I will move their name to the top of my list to pray for him.
Hoogity boogity.
It's also
childish.
It's so infuriating.
It's crazy
to see like people believing this bullshit.
It's delusional.
It's just so.
When can we talk to people like adults? Hi, Greg. I'm an adult. You're an adult. What you're doing is crazy and childish. Oh wait, it's a money making operation. Oh, I see. It's not about that, right?
Meanwhile, here in Floridia, Florida's Department of Business and Professional Regulation announced it is investigating a holiday-themed drag show in South Florida.
Oh, shit.
It said the department has received multiple complaints alleging a performance, which already happened, December 26th, of drag fans, drag queen Christmas was sexually explicit and marketed to children, which is a lie.
Yes.
They specifically say it is adult-themed.
Right.
That's a lie.
This is stupid. This is dumb shit. This is actually kind of Nazi-esque. They're targeting drag queens.
The Broward Stupid. Center for the Performing Arts, the Fort Lauderdale venue that hosted the drag event, may be at risk of losing its liquor license and its ability to operate a business in Florida. See, that's how they're going to get it. They're going to get the venues. They're going to go after the venues and say, we're going to shut you down because you had that horrible transy shit.
Yeah, and you know what? This is the slippery slope. They're always worried about. The slippery slope is they're going to come after the drag queens. And they're going to look at venues and they're going to say, hey, what are these bands like? What are the band's politics? Oh, we'll pull your liquor license if you book them.
According to the venue, the Broward Center, admission to a drag queen Christmas was limited to patrons 18 years or older.
Yeah.
Unless accompanied by a parent.
Right. Oh, an evil parent. They had traffickers posing as parents. I'm sure they're saying that, right? So dumb. It's a drag show.
Viewers were even made aware of adult themes and content of the show. Ticket buyers were informed directly through a "know before you go" message that it sent out via email in advance. That it sends out in most shows hosted at the Broward Center.
Yeah.
In Wednesday, an email to the Orlando Philharmonic Plaza Foundation,
yes,
the penultimate stop for a drag queen Christmas tour.
Yes.
Venue operators were warned by DBPR Secretary Melanie Griffin that minors should be barred from the upcoming performance, which is of a sexual nature.
Oh, my God.
In short, if you allow children to attend the drag fans drag show at your facility, you are putting your license in jeopardy.
Jesus Christ, if you watched the movie Footloose, you wouldn't fucking get it. You wouldn't get the movie. You wouldn't understand the point. Fuck you.
These Christo-Nazis, man.
Christo-Nazis.
Just, yeah.
Nah, your Jesus is all bullshit. Fuck you. Fuck all this shit. We have to tolerate all the praying and all the crap. You can't have a drag show. You can't even have your own manger scene if it means, oh, I don't know, some logic display is set up alongside it. You can't even handle that because you're such fucking pussies. Fuck off.
I don't know this clip.
Fragile brains.
I don't know how great the audio is on this one, yeah. But...
one person, will you all deny Christ on this day? You under the bother of deception, lies, and deceit?
So you can hear, this is one of these fucking lunatics.
Yeah, yeah.
At a gym.
Like a gym?
He's at a public gym. Like a Bally's or some shit.
Fuck you.
And he is standing there and yelling in the middle of it all of these people.
Oh my God, I hate this guy.
You under the bother of God. On the day of judgment, will you inherit the kingdom of heaven, or are you living in sin? Sin will drag you to hell.
This is exactly what Michelle Bachmann told her grandkids on Christmas
Dude,
Eve.
Shut the fuck up. I'm trying to listen to my podcast for lifting weights. Fuck
yourself. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. Turn to God today. Turn to God today. You laugh. You mock.
Yes.
But God said in the last days, many will laugh and mock. They don't.
God, I.
What asshole.
It's infuriating.
Yeah.
You laugh. You mock.
Skipping.
To hear the word of God. All I'm doing is spreading the truth, the word of God.
Now security's coming over.
Who's ready to hear? If anyone wants to turn their life to God today, come and profess Jesus Christ as your Lord. Does anyone want to make a...
Well, he's a giant oaf. Very worked out in a red t-shirt.
What a dumb shit.
A huge white oaf.
Stand for Jesus today and say me. Anyone. Profess Jesus Christ in front of man and he says, I will have your back.
I'm waiting for somebody to just tell him to shut the fuck up.
I'm just waiting to use a lat pull and waiting for this fuck face to shut the fuck up.
Now he's being asked to leave.
Yeah. I'm preaching the word of God. You're upset, you're anxious. So they all have ears to hear.
Yeah, they all have ears to hear. So I have a right to scream and yell this bullshit.
You dumb fucking meat.
Just touched my phone and deleted the video of me talking about Christ. You? Why does it upset you so much? Why? Why did you delete the video off my phone talking about Christ? Why does it upset you so much?
Know what's going on. He's upset somebody deleted his video or something.
I'm talking about Christ.
So
to people.
This is one of he's a Christian influencer. This is like TikTok or something. He goes out and does his bullshit.
Yeah. I'm a TikTok influencer. Jesus.
At a gym. At a big giant public gym.
So he's doing this. He's TikToking this. Whatever the fuck he's doing. So he gets clicks or some shit. Meanwhile, everybody working out has to be subjected to this bullshit. Get out. You're not at a public place. Oh. The gym can tell you to shut the fuck up.
I think this is the same guy. Here he is at a Subway.
This is what he does?
Subway sandwich.
This is his thing.
Standing up.
All right, Subway, I got a quick message for you. Listen and pay attention. Do not be arrogant, for the Lord has spoken. Give glory to the Lord before it's too late.
Oh, my God.
Satan's going to distract you with work.
Oh, my God. I just want extra pickles and no mustard on my sandwich.
I want my
just
turkey sub with wheat.
Shut the fuck up. I'm trying to get
I don't want a
meatball sandwich.
And I don't want fucking Jesus on it. So get the fuck out at my Subway sandwich experience.
What? Oh, God.
Jeez, man. This guy ruins things. This guy is like...
But if a Muslim stood up...
Oh, please, dude. See, that's the bullshit. It takes us people so long to get this fucking guy out of the gym. But you're right. If it was a Muslim person professing his faith...
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They would have tased him. Yeah, he's going to blow us up.
Stab him.
Or an atheist.
Insane. Oh, yeah.
An atheist stands up. I want everybody to know that nothing out there exists. It's just us. Fuck you, you child molester.
I mean, does this Lode think that he's winning minds with this?
I think this Lode thinks that he is fighting the good fight, and this ensures him in a spot in heaven that because he's doing this, Jesus Christ will suck his penis extra hard for
I
being
think
a good Christian.
He's
when he makes
making
that.
A lot off of TikTok from the videos that like we just watched.
It might be that. It's probably that. He sounds so dumb, though. Listen to him.
No, Jesus!
Okay, oh, Subway. Fuck. Okay, Subway.
You have a horrible monotone about you.
It's like, bop, 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 bop.
Yeah, just annoying as fuck.
Yeah, you're a loser. go to public speaking school or something. Learn how to not be boring. That might be something interesting.
Christian influencer.
You probably need some, yeah, you're a moneymaker. You're just making money. You don't believe any of this shit.
Influencer.
Somebody find a video of this guy butt-fucking someone, please. Please.
Yeah, I'm sure
Holy
there's plenty.
Shit.
Several out there.
All these guys. Greg Locke, too. That exists.
I've got, oh, I already did that story. We've got only a couple minutes left. Your last Friday of 2022.
Faithless Friday.
Stay safe, everyone. Have a good and happy New Year celebration.
This poor guy.
Don't shoot guns in the air. Don't yes. shoot guns in the air.
And lay off the fireworks. Dogs hate it.
You're not Saudis.
Yeah, and also this guy that we just listened to, do you think he wakes up every morning with a list like, go to the post office and yell at people about
Oh, yeah,
Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
Go to the hardware store.
I'm going to the gym. I might as well do a tight five.
Please take a day off. Give the world a break tomorrow.
Riffing off Leviticus.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's his favorite book?
We've got, oh, this is great. OBGYNs in Louisiana are refusing to see patients before 12 weeks of pregnancy. Because miscarriages are very common during that period, and doctors are afraid of being investigated and prosecuted for abortion if a patient miscarries. So,
and even if they go there,
you're like, I think I'm pregnant. The doctor's like, come to me when you're 12 weeks.
You know,
thank you, Republicans.
This is why we need a Dexter, you know, figuratively, because these people that drop dimes on people like this to the authorities are just. That's crazy, man. That story is nuts. So you're telling me doctors are saying, listen, don't come in. Let's hope for a miscarriage.
No, they're saying don't come in before 3 months because that's when most of the miscarriages happen, just naturally. And they're worried that if you go to the doctor and he does a test and everything, it's like, yeah, you're pregnant. And okay, now I'm treating you. When they have a miscarriage before 3 months, they're going to go after the doctor.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That is nuts, though.
So the doctor's like, fuck it. We're not going to see any pregnant women until they're 3 months pregnant.
This is crazy. That's absolutely.
This is what it's become.
Right. We live in Looneyville.
In some fucking states.
Yes.
That can't be trusted.
Good job, dickheads.
With anything.
Absolutely.
I still can't get over Michelle Bachmann telling her children.
God, don't end up in hell. You could just
In today's day and age, if you go to a church that allows sodomites to even enter the building, you're putting your children at risk. Severe risk. Severe risk. There are molestations that take place all the time.
Oh. Yeah, we see all the stories of pastors.
Right.
Every fucking week we see the stories of pastors that are caught in sex scandals or diddling
yes.
scandals, especially
Welcome.
Those youth pastors.
Welcome to the Vatican, everybody. Be careful.
Molestations that take place all the time. Okay, because that is what these people do. That is who they are. And the Bible tells you that over and over and over and over and over again.
Okay.
And over again.
Ugh. Where does it tell you this?
Your personality sucks. I can tell. This guy sucks.
This is Joe Jones, Christian hate preacher.
Jeez, over and over and over again. You speak for a living. Do you have another word you could use? Or you have to use the same one 7 times in a row? That's not very effective, is it? Right, am I wrong? Am I nitpicking here, Joe? Over and over and over again. Is there a different way to say that? God damn.
ponderous fuck.
We can get out of here, I guess. It's Jesus. About that time, and I'd have to really struggle to find something because it's, right. You know, holidays are not the biggest news time. But we'll be back Monday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcasting application or crabdiving.com. Thanks ever so much for buying shit through our Amazon link, crabdiving.com. Crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link every time we go, you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a little commission. It doesn't cost you fuck. Check out what Ryan's doing. He's all over that internet machine at Rated R Comedy on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Facebook, and at RatedRComedy.com.
It's all the very funny patches Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Good, safe New Year's, and stay away from crazy Republicans. See you next year.
Same at Tasa.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.